But some MPs say these changes would undermine the House of Commons. They could block the plan if enough of them vote against it tomorrow.
Well, if that last story left you feeling a bit cold, or you think politicians don't really do much to change your life, you might not be alone. A study out today suggests many 18 to 24-year-olds are turned off politics and don't vote, largely because they don't trust politicians. Here to kick off a series of special reports this week is Newsbeat's politics reporter, Dave Howard.
Promises are always broken. What's the point, says Benji on Facebook. On Twitter, Mark just says, hashtag lies. They're answering the question, why do so many young people not vote?
It would have been voting for the party that I hated the least rather than the one that I wanted to have power the most.
Michael from Portsmouth is heading to Parliament this week for Newsbeat. So is Nicola from Glasgow.
I want to know why MPs think they should be trusted after the expenses scandal. If I did that at my work, I'd be sacked, I'd never work again, and I'd probably go to jail.
It's after Nottingham Trent University spoke to over 1,000 18-year-olds. Three quarters said they don't think politicians keep their promises. Almost two-thirds think they don't care about issues that matter to young people. And most also said they're put off politics specifically by the actions or behaviour of politicians.
I don't think they show us as much respect as we deserve.
22-year-old Kay from South London. Numbers of 18 to 24-year-old voters used to be much higher. At the end of the 90s, though, they dived to just over a third, have stayed low since, and rose only slightly at the tightly contested 2010 race. The question for many is why.
We can see they don't care about us by the high youth unemployment figures that we have currently, and the failing education system we have as well.
There's much more on all this at the Newsbeat website. Keep your @BBC Newsbeat tweets coming, as well as your Facebook comments. They're being monitored all week by researchers and officials at the heart of this debate. And tomorrow, we're looking at what difference it might make to lower the voting age to 16. Later in the week, Kay, Michael and Nicola go head-to-head with senior MPs.
One. Newsbeat.